Welcome to this podcast about Malecon and Nitinat Lake in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Malecon is a Dittadot community situated at the northeastern end of Nitinat Lake on the west coast of Vancouver Island, about 37 miles southeast of Bamfield and 93 miles northwest by road from Victoria, British Columbia. The Dittadot are a Noocha Nulth First Nation. The name Dittadot, or Nitinat, means people along the way, or people along the coast. Nitinat Lake is a tidal inlet about 14 miles long. The lake, known for its consistent winds, attracts kiteboarders and windsurfers worldwide. The lake's southern end is in the Pacific Rim National Park Reserve. Hitchy Creek Provincial Park and Nitinat Lake Ecological Reserve lie on opposite shores about a third of the way from the northern shore. The lake is fed by the Nitinat River and the Little Nitinat River and drains into the Pacific Ocean just north of the Strait of Juan de Fuca via the Nitinat Narrows, a narrow tidal passage about 1.9 miles long. The small First Nations village of Wyack is located on the southern lake shore beside the Nitinat Narrows, just north of the First Nations village of Clo-Oos, which is on the coast. In the late 18th century, when the Dittadot people first made contact with European traders, they were a loose alliance of autonomous local groups living along the west coast of Vancouver Island. Historically, the Dittadot fished for salmon, halibut, and other local fish species, while also hunting and foraging to supplement their diet. Like other Noocha Nulth nations, they traveled by canoe and on foot to reach hunting and fishing sites. European settlement in Dittadot territories brought significant lifestyle changes. Warfare and disease fostered greater unity among the surviving groups as villages were raided, people were killed, and some groups became extinct. In the 20th century, territories shifted as groups disappeared or amalgamated. The Dittadot were eventually forced onto reserves and subjected to assimilation policies, including residential schools, designed to integrate them into Canadian culture. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.